Nigerian nurse Abiodun Thomas is reeling from the injuries inflicted on her leg and back by Nigerian police agents on Sunday. She was one of many activists holding a procession near the Lekki toll gate in Lagos to remember the fatal shooting of protesters at the site 4 years ago. She says police manhandled her, beat her, and arrested her along with 21 others.
As we were marching towards the toll gate, policemen approached us. They shot into the air. Then all of a sudden, they started firing canisters of tear gas. That was when we started running. And they gave us a very hot chase. I was apprehended. They started pouncing on me, beating me. They hit me with the bottom of their gun on my right leg 3 times. One of the police officers slapped me twice.
A police spokesperson said on X that they had released all the protesters in police custody without commenting on the conduct of the officers. On the night of October 20, 2020, soldiers killed at least 12 protesters at the toll gate, according to Amnesty International. The protesters were among thousands of Nigerian youths who had taken to the streets for 2 weeks to demand the disbandment of the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, SARS, police unit. The protest, dubbed End SARS, was the most massive in Nigeria's recent history and soon expanded to call for better governance. Thomas says since the tragic incident, every year, activists try to hold a memorial to honor the slain protesters.
Our intention was to go there, sing songs, put down flowers, and make demands that the government should name the bus stop, that Lekki toll gate, End SARS bus stop, to serve as a memorial for those heroes. And after leaving there, have drinks together, then go home.
The Lagos State Police Authority say the protesters on Sunday flouted an order banning protests in the area except with the knowledge of state authorities. But rights groups, including Amnesty International, are criticizing the police. Isa Sanusi is Amnesty International's head in Nigeria,
saying that police, they need a permit from the police to stage a protest is just a bizarre and unlawful requirement. It's really unfortunate. It's a renewed assault on human rights. It's a renewed assault on the rule of law.
Sanusi says police brutality remains a problem and that the government's more recent attempts to clamp down on free speech are only making matters worse.
Nothing has changed about the government's attitude towards peaceful protests by citizens. So we are really concerned. What we are witnessing is the emergence of a new pattern of clampdown on civic rights, especially using security agencies to deprive people of their rights. And this is unacceptable.
Unless something changes, the End SARS anniversary will remain a stark reminder of a struggle to end police brutality in Nigeria for good. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.